Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with, once again, Mr. Umberto Lucchini, the founder of Wolf Spirit LLC, a company which creates and owns spirit brands. He is here to introduce to our audience a brand new Kentucky straight bourbon called Puncher's Chance. And Mr. Lucchini, thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate your time.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So I understand that at Wolf Spirit Distillery, you guys have been making vodka and now have taken on a new challenge by releasing a bourbon. What inspired you to do that, especially right now?
Yeah, sure. Well, I have to say, I've been working in the industries for many years, and I've always the fascination of bourbon and within embedded in American culture always captivated me, and I always in the end wanted eventually to have a bourbon. It was more a question of when than if, and the challenge obviously was to get a structure up and running. And then obviously the capital investment required to launch a bourbon is quite important. So we started with vodka to get us relatively quickly in the market, make a name for ourselves, a reputation, start a bit of distribution. And then once we had a bit of size and a bit of presence within the distributor network, we felt it was the good time to launch what is de facto a quintessential American product. And for me, I actually thought the pandemic, the unfortunate situation in which a lot of people are and the businesses are, launching a bourbon is a statement of resilience, of strength, and of hope. Because obviously, being a small player, you really have to manage your cash very carefully from one week to the other. And this was a bold move we made. We made it because bourbon is the quintessential American brand that gives product, that gives hope, and has been embedded in American culture since its conception. So I thought this was, even in this context, it was the right time to release a product like this.
Well, the inspiration is quite inspiring, no doubt about that, and that you could take that into other industries, so good for you. Now, why did you call your bourbon Puncher's Chance? That's certainly interesting.
Well, that is another element of American culture that I was very attracted. When I grew up in Italy, and Italy has a lot of there's a lot of American influence in Italian sport, in Italian media in general. And the famous boxing game match between Tyson and Buster Douglas was one of the memorable matches that I saw when I was growing up. And I've always been fascinated by the sport of boxing, that basically you may be the underdog by a lot, but you still have that chance of actually landing one shot that changes the whole concept. And so I thought, well, we have a quintessential American product, bourbon, and the concept of underdog is what really brought me in America. It's what really brought me in the end to open up our own company, being the smaller player. And I thought the combination of two makes perfect sense. It's a catchy name, but it stands for way more than us, the people behind the brand. And it really stands for the values of this country, fighting for what you believe in and believing that the underdog may win one day.
I like that. And I like the angle and the mindset there. Good stuff. Once again, now what sets Puncher's Chance apart from other bourbons in the space?
Sure. The big thing where we really had a lot of, we put a lot of effort was to find Kentucky straight bourbon. So bourbon can be made anywhere in America, as long as you follow strict rules of production. But I would say the best and the majority of the high quality bourbon is really made in Kentucky. for various combinations, a bit historical, and then there's definitely something related to the geology of the state and the areas and the climate. Now, having sourced a Kentucky straight bourbon, which again is an exception right now for a small craft player, the second element that distinguishes us is the ability of scaling this bourbon at a national level. There's a lot of great craft brands from Kentucky that produce phenomenal bourbons. Because of their limited size and limited financing, one, the prices are very high, and two, their distribution is limited to a handful of states in the country. Because of our scale, we were able to actually take the price to a more approachable level, around the $30 per bottle, and we are able to be in 50 states tomorrow, in a certain sense, if required. We've launched at the end of July. We are in 9 states. We had to stop opening up markets purely because we needed to catch up with production. We sold out 5,000 cases in the first few months. So the popularity of bourbon is confirmed even within this difficult economic times.
Definitely appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today to introduce your new 100% Kentucky straight bourbon here on the program, Puncher's Chance. Today we're speaking with, once again, Umberto Lucchini, the founder of Wolf Spirit LLC, a company which creates and owns spirit brands, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, I've heard that you've paired up with very interesting and well-known spokespeople or a spokesperson. Can you tell us more about this?
Sure. I've never been a big fan of celebrity, let's call them, endorsement. Not because I have an issue with celebrities, of course. It's more because of the dilution it creates in the imagery of a brand. But here we were approached by a personality mainly in the UFC world who was looking into somehow being involved in spirits. And so I met him in person in LA a year ago. His name is Bruce Buffer. He's the official spokesperson, the man on the octagon of UFC games matches. And we met a year ago and we started brainstorming. I was already working on a bourbon and I started hinting at him, trying to understand if his life, there was anything in his life that could be reflected by a brand called Puncher's Chance and what Puncher's Chance stands for. And it turned out that a lot of his life has been being the underdog and fighting for what he believed in. And it's a fascinating life he had. And his personality is just so energetic and charismatic. And I thought, well, this is a great person to bring on board, get him involved in the business, and also somebody who can be with us long term. He's not like an athlete who has a limited time span of visibility. He's in it for the long term. He's in it because the brand really reflects what he believes in as well. And obviously it's a good drink for him to have after those matches that he has to officiate or present. So it just came out a perfect match in values. And then the brand is still ahead and Bruce Buffer will be part of the team trying to get more and more consumers enamored with this. So we're not tied to the UFC directly, but we are definitely, we have one of the most iconic figures of the UFC universe.
Well, that right there is quite impressive and exciting, especially for Puncher's Chance, the involvement with the UFC and this personality. Pretty awesome stuff for sure. Now, again, one may ask, did you really just launch Puncher's Chance in the middle of this pandemic? What is your thoughts and reasoning and comments on that?
Yeah, it's one of those situations where you have to go with your gut because the logic will only prevent you from doing things, and sometimes maybe the logic should prevail. But in this case, we had planned. I started, believe it or not, I started working on the packaging. We had pretty much found a source, but we started working on the packaging around December of last year. And in January, it's when I really was excited and ready to go. And then obviously, my family is based in Italy, and I was a bit ahead of the curve in understanding what was going on, because Italy was one of the first countries after China to be heavily impacted. And so I, at that point, we had an internal meeting, I remember, March 10th of all days. And I expressed serious concerns on the ability of launching a brand when uncertain times would have shown up. And we collectively made a decision that we should have tried, because we could only be squeezed by the crisis. And by reacting, maybe we would have been one of the few who would have actually stood out. And I have to say, we have nearly 2 months of zero sales, and also of limited attention from the distributor in March and April. And those were basically driven by the fact that nobody had a clue what was going on and what would have happened. A bit of the post 9/11 scenario where you just don't know. And we survived those 2 months. We made financial sacrifices, all the team, but we didn't have to furlough anyone or lay off anyone. And in mid-May, we picked up momentum again with the vodka. Things stabilized a bit. The distributors started to pay attention again. And we were really ready to launch by July, with actually a lot more attention from the distributor network, who was actually looking for something new to present to the market to reignite the volume and the whole business in liquor, which has been doing well at the top level in the retail, obviously, but the small craft brands have been crushed. Inevitably, because the moment you don't have bars and restaurants that easily open, consumers are less open to explore, especially in a retail environment where you have to wear a mask and get out in and out as quickly as possible. So we just made the gut decision in a time of uncertainty. And to be honest, I'm not going to recommend people to do that every time. It's in your gut, and if you feel the opportunity is bigger than the risk, like we did, then it's good to go. I have to say, I mean, fingers crossed. It's been an incredible journey. When people ask me how you're doing, I always say I don't know why, but I'm actually doing well. So I'm keeping very quiet about it, because unfortunately, obviously, the situation can't be said about the majority of people.
Well, I tell you, it's quite inspiring what you've been able to pull off here during the pandemic and launching this Kentucky straight bourbon called Puncher's Chance. Congratulations to you on that. And again, very inspiring to the listening audience. I know if it is for me, it's got to be for them as well. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, anything else you'd like to add, or anything else we should be aware of, or anything else as we conclude today?
I would say this is the moment where we should all rally together. The brand was created as a statement for American spirit in the broader sense, on the liquor. And I think in these challenging times, me as an immigrant, in the end, I became a U.S. citizen in 2015. The message is, let's rally together. I mean, it can be done. And this country was created on the premises of belief and hope. And we need to get back to that positivity. It's what attracted millions of people to this country, which made a massive difference to its economic and social standing in the world. So this brand is a statement to show that with optimism, hard work, and really respect for everyone, you can achieve some great stuff. So I really hope in a year's time we'll look back at this year as a turning point for good. And that's my speech, if you want. But I really appreciate you also giving me the time.
You're more than welcome, and certainly appreciate those concluding remarks as well. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can find Puncher's Chance near them, or where could they actually get more information online?
Sure. So for Puncher's Chance, right now we have we just set up a very basic web page, website. You can enter your, if you go on puncherschancebourbon.com, you enter your email address. We'll keep you updated as we, in January, we'll have also an e-commerce platform. As we expand our distribution, you will be able both to buy online and to find it in your local store. We count to be in half of the country by mid of next year. So puncherschancebourbon.com is the first step. And then from there, you'll be part of the team. And it's going to be a fun ride for everyone.
Well, Mr. Luke Kinney, certainly has been good to have had you back on the program. Again, folks, it is puncherschancebourbon.com. Umberto, all the best. Happy holidays, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, you've been very kind, and same to you and your family and loved ones. Thank you, everyone.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Umberto Lucchini, the founder of Wolf Spirit LLC, a company which creates and owns spirit brands. And that certainly does include what you've been hearing all about, this 100% Kentucky straight bourbon called Puncher's Chance. And to follow any information on this brand, visit puncherschancebourbon.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.